This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working round the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, front rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, and Amazon workers. All my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 723 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. A lot to get into this morning. It was a fun night last night in State Farm Arena. The Hawks take down the Indiana Pacers 124-118. Plus, it was 92.9 The Game night. Really Odyssey night as we had members of 92.9 The Game there, V103 as well. So good to see all my peoples from V103 and obviously up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we will recap the activities in more detail probably in the next segment, but I will go ahead and give you a very quick overview. I was able to do four different on-court activations. I was in the, in case you weren't at the game, I did like the little deal or no deal thing, the chase free throw thing where basically the contestant got to shoot and try to make as many free throws as they could and 24 seconds, however many free throws they made. That's how many cases they got to open. And then they got to pick the cases they wanted to open. And Mike Bell was holding the winning case, number case number two. I was case number one. My case didn't get picked, though. But he did pick case number two, so he was a winner. So shout out to that dude. But I did that. I also did this Snapchat filter thing where, you know, you get shown on camera and they apply some sort of filter to it. I think I was doing a little too much, though. I was, like, moving and grooving a little too much. I was trying to look lively out there, you know what I'm saying? But I think I was moving too much, actually, for the filter. I was told that the filter was only on me for, like, a second. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Garrett had he had the money shot with the filter on him, so that was funny. Danny B was down there with us as well from B103, so shout out to Danny B one time for the one time. So we did that. Then out there with the swag surf, I ain't gonna lie, I was getting it during the swag surf. We was all getting it. Last year was a little questionable for Odyssey as far as doing the swag surf goes. This year we redeemed ourselves. We did a very, very good job with the swag surf. Last night, I think. And then, finally, it was the main event. The T-shirt toss between myself, Chris Thomas, and Abe Gordon. And I'm going to give Abe Gordon, I'm going to get this out the way, I'm going to give Abe Gordon his flowers right now. I do think he had the longest throw. However, I felt like I should have stayed closer to where they were because I moved around, you know, tried to work the crowd a little bit. And so I made a really nice throw, but it was, like, on the opposite end of where they ended up, like, being. So I do think Abe had the longest throw, but I had one I think that closely rivaled Abe's throw. But anywho, all in all, very fun night, and it was good to be down there and good to see the Hawks get a win. And again, we'll talk more about that Hawks win on the other side. But man, Trae Young continues to show out. Terrence Mann, another good night. It seems like he's finally getting comfortable with this team and with this offense. George Niang hit some big shots, so it was just a good night all around for the Hawks, and they got a win. And look, we'll quickly mention this, too, before we move on. Hawks are now up to eighth in the East with their win last night. They overtook the Magic, and now they are only a game behind the Miami Heat. So they are two games behind the Heat in the loss column, but they have as many wins as them. The Heat are 29-32. Hawks are now 29-34 after last night's win. So, look, you still got one more game up against the Heat. And that, if you can, at that point, at least keep pace. When you get to that matchup against the Heat, I think it is March 27th. I'll double-check that right now for you. But keep pace with the Heat. And hopefully you can stay ahead of the Magic. You do still have two games against the Orlando Magic as well. So the Hawks are right there to get that seventh spot. Again, you know, when you talk about getting out of the play-in altogether, I think that is pretty far-fetched at this point. The Pistons are 35-28, and you are six games still behind them. So at this point, I think that's not going to happen. You would have to go on a pretty extensive winning streak, and the Pistons would have to go on a pretty good losing streak as well. So a lot will have to line up for you in that realm. So I don't think that's going to happen, but you can most definitely catch the Miami Heat. And then to, again, tell you the next time the Hawks play the Heat is indeed March 27th. Look at your boy. He has good memory. But good night overall for the Hawks. Again, we'll get into that more when we hit the 520 segment, and we'll dive deeper into the game, because the Hawks did have to come back in this game a little bit. And so they started off being down, and they got down, I think at one point they were down double digits, but ended up coming back, roaring back, and getting the W on 92.9 The Game Night. I think they've won the past like three 92.9 The Game Nights, by the way. So shout out to us for being a good luck charm. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I do want to talk about, if you're just joining us, it is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just recapped the Hawks 124-118 win over the Indiana Pacers last night on 92.9 The Game Night. Fun night for all of us at Odyssey on 92.9 The Game, V103 for sure. And again, we'll get more into that here coming up in about 12 minutes. However, I do want to talk, because this is big, 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 big news, and it'll be, as Carl Dukes likes to say on Dukes and Bell, a developing story. Trey Hendrickson has been granted permission to request a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. They have been trying to get a deal done, according to all the reports, over the last few weeks. And they just haven't been able to come to any sort of agreement. Seems like the two sides weren't necessarily close. And now they've just allowed Trey Hendrickson to request a trade and look elsewhere. So you're talking about a guy that, had 17 and a half sacks, I think, last season? Yeah, I'll take that over here down south in ATL, of course. But it is not like what we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about Joey Bosa. All you have to do as far as Joey Bosa goes, you just got to get him bread. You just got to get him money. But with Trey Hendrickson, you're going to have to not only pay Trey Hendrickson because he is going to want a new contract, and that is going to be a stipulation of trading for Trey Hendrickson, is giving him a new contract pretty much right away. However, you also got to trade for him too. And you also got to give the Bengals something too. You ain't just paying Trey Hendrickson. You got to give the Cincinnati Bengals some draft capital. And is that a turnoff for the Atlanta Falcons, considering, again, there you have a deep edge rusher, pass rusher, however you want to slice it. You have a deep defensive line draft, deep pass rush draft coming up here in April. You got other guys that you can just go out and sign, Josh Sweat, Azeez Ojulari. You got Malcolm Kuntz. You got guys, we've talked about them. We talked about David Deshant's top 10 free agent list as far as pass rushers go. You got guys out there. You got quality guys out there as far as free agents who you would just have to sign, who you would just have to pay. You got guys who you can draft. So while Trey Hendrickson is a big, big fish, he's the biggest fish next to Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett obviously is the biggest fish, but Trey Hendrickson is right below him. What are you willing to give up for Trey Hendrickson? Are you willing to give up this year's first and next year's third? I only think it'll take one first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson, by the way. I don't think it'll take two like it would for a Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett garners two first-round picks. I don't think Trey Hendrickson, even though, again, he's very good. I'm not throwing any shade Trey Hendrickson's way. He is a very, very good player and has been one of the more dominant pass rushers over these last couple of years. But I don't think he garners two first-round picks. And if I'm the Falcons, I do think they should try to keep this year's first-round pick, and maybe you give up next year's first-round pick and next year's third-round pick if the Bengals are willing to take that. So we'll see, but the only problem for me is that you got guys out there and you got quality guys out there that you can get that you only have to sign. You don't have to trade for, and you don't have to give up draft capital for them as well. And you got a draft where it's very deep, full of edge rushers, and you can just straight up just draft those guys, and you don't have to give up anything to go get them. Obviously, you got to sign them, but you know that comes with the territory. So, again, I know Trey Hendrickson is a guy who has done it and is in the middle of his prime, and he is at the top of his game right now. So it's not like you're going to have to develop a guy or anything like that when you talk about drafting a guy. And then, two, you talk about a guy who, again, is going to he's going to have a massive effect on your defense right away. And he makes your defense, that much better. He makes your defense so much better right away, adding him to your team. So, I get it. It's not like I don't understand his value. I don't understand, it's not like I don't understand why you wouldn't have to give up, the draft capital that you would to go get a Trey Hendrickson. Like, I understand his value, and I think he's worth what he's going to garner as far as a trade goes. But, again, to me, it's just a little bit of a turnoff when you have other options that are more economically friendly to the Atlanta Falcons, that are more financially friendly to the Atlanta Falcons. When you talk about you could go sign a guy probably for less money, a little bit less money, actually definitely for less money, because Trey Hendrickson's going to get one of the biggest contracts out there. So you could sign a guy for less money, and you don't have to give up draft capital. And you can still get a very, very solid dude. So it's tough for me. We'll see what the Falcons do. But one thing is for sure, the Falcons got a lot of options when it comes to bringing in a pass rusher. You got a slew of options when it comes to trading for guys, when it comes to just signing free agents. Obviously, when it comes to drafting a guy, the Falcons got a slew of free agents, and there is absolutely no reason this Falcons pass rush shouldn't be immensely better next season. Immensely better next season because of the upgrades you need to make this season, whether it's trading for Myles Garrett, whether it's trading for Trey Henderson, whether it's signing a Josh Sweat, signing a Malcolm Coutts, signing a whoever that's out there on the free agent market. And then you're going to, whatever you decide to do in free agency, I still think they draft a pass rusher. Now, if they go get a big-name pass rusher, like, for example, like we were just talking about, if they go trade for Trey Henderson, I am then not convinced that they're going to draft a edge rusher with the 15th overall pick. And look, maybe they still do. I would be more than happy for them to double down and, you know, go trade for Trey Hendrickson or go sign to Josh Sweat or Malcolm Coutts and then draft a edge rusher with the 15th overall pick. I would not have any qualms with that at all. However, then they, you know, it would open things up for them to draft a cornerback, draft a Will Johnson or a Malachi Starks, whoever they obviously think is the best on their board and that best player available at that particular pick. So we'll see. But the Falcons got plenty of options. Terry Fontenot, you got plenty of options. You got plenty of stones to turn over, my man. And I already know he's working those phones, turning those stones. And we'll see what the Falcons end up doing as far as improving their pass rush. But no excuse. No excuses. That pass rush should be immensely better because you got way too many options for it not to be. All right. When we come back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 5 minutes from now here on Hometown Take, we'll dive back into the Hawks. Big win over the Indiana Pacers. And it was a good start to a stretch of games the Hawks need to win. That's next. Coming up here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. And Glorilla said it. It's a Friday. It ain't 7 p.m. It ain't 95 degrees. But it got that energy in here this morning. Like it is 7 p.m. on Friday. And it is 95 degrees. They got that energy. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to all my people that are already at work or on their way to work that are tuned in, tapped in right now. Shout out to all my people that are already at the gym or on their way to the gym that are tuned in and tapped in. I appreciate y'all. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app just in case you're not usually an early riser. Guess what? That's okay. If you're liking the show, you can still listen at any time and any place. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app. You search 92.9 The Game once you got it downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Search 92.9 The Game. Find my show, The Hometown Take. And then you subscribe to it, follow the show, and then you get notifications on when we got new audio posted. Also, you will be alerted with push notifications, and you'll be able to listen to my show in its entirety whenever you want. Well, it doesn't always have to be 5 a.m. It could be 5 p.m. when you're on your way home from work and ready to turn up at 7 p.m. on Friday. It could be at 10 a.m. when you're getting settled in at work. Maybe 7 a.m. when you're getting ready for work or on your way to work or by 8 a.m. or whenever it is. You can tune in with the free Odyssey app. You can listen to not only my show, but all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can listen to them in their entirety. Go back and listen to your favorite interviews. Go back and listen to segments. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We were just talking about Trey Hendrickson. Obviously, the Cincinnati Bengals have granted permission for Hendrickson to seek a trade. And this is coming after the Bengals and Hendrickson were reportedly in talks, these past couple of weeks to try and get a long-term deal done. Two sides obviously seemed far away on it and couldn't come up with any sort of agreement. And now Trey Hendrickson is going to seek a trade, and it has been reported. I think it was first reported by Jordan Schultz. I do want to give him credit because I think he was the first on it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Falcons are monitoring the situation, the Trey Hendrickson situation, along with the Commanders as well. And the Commanders, obviously, they are trying to bolster their roster around Jaden Daniels as much as possible. I did just see they brought back linebacker Bobby Wagner on a one-year deal. That news broke yesterday as well. But I would absolutely love it if the Falcons bring in Trey Hendrickson. But I do think, what is the cost going to be? Because you're talking about two different costs when you're talking about bringing in Trey Hendrickson. You're talking about, what are you going to have to give up draft capital-wise? And then obviously you're going to have to pay him and sign him as well, because he ain't going to a team that's not going to sign him right away ASAP, because he's ready to get that bag and he deserves that bag. So are you going to have to give up this year's first, next year's third? Can you hold off giving up this year's first round pick? Can you give up next year's first and next year's third or something like that, something of that nature? What is the cost going to be for Trey Hendrickson? I don't think you have to give up two first round picks like I think you will for a Myles Garrett. I think he's a rung, I don't even want to say a whole tier below Myles Garrett, but he is a little bit below Myles Garrett in my opinion. So I don't think he would cost two first-round picks like I think Myles Garrett's going to cost two first-round picks. However, I think it's going to be two picks. I think a first and a third probably get the job done, but does it have to be this year's first and next year's third? Or, you know, can it be next year's first and next year's third? I'll feel a little bit better about that because obviously we don't have that many draft picks this year, so I don't want to really give up any draft picks this year if I can help it. So if I can give them all draft picks next year, and then obviously signing Trey Hendrickson, you know, you find a way to do that, find a way to, you know, get the cap in your favor to make that signing, you would figure that out, and the Falcons would figure that out. So, look, I'm all for it because Trey Hendrickson is such an impact player, and he would change the landscape of the Falcons' defense so much with just his addition alone. I'm all for it. However, I do think about, like, if we just go out and get Joey Bosa, all we got to do is pay him. We don't have to give up any draft capital. We can just pay Joey Bosa. This is a deep pass rush class that we can just draft. Now, again, they're not going to come in and be as ready and be as productive as a Trey Hendrickson, more than likely, probably not. So there's something to that. And then, you know, Joey Bosa does have his injury history. Trey Hendrickson doesn't really have that. So, look, I understand Trey Hendrickson's value. I get it. Trust me. Like I said, I would love to have him here. However, I'm just thinking about the other options and which option is, you know, most financially responsible for the Atlanta Falcons. Because unlike last year, we ain't swimming in Buku's cap space. So we do have to be a little bit weary of what the Falcons are doing spending-wise, and they have to be weary of what they're doing spending-wise, because they ain't got all the cap space in the world to just make whatever move they want. Again, you can finagle the cap and, you know, do what you want to do, but the Falcons do have to be financially responsible a little bit as well. But, hey, if Trey Hendrickson is their guy, go get him. Do what you got to do, and I'm all here for it. But, again, there are some more economically responsible options out there that will still be great options for the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see which direction they end up going. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Atlanta Hawks. Their big win on 92.9 The Game night last night. They take down the Indiana Pacers 124-118. And it was a huge win for the Falcons. Got back into eighth place in the East overtook the Magic. The Magic lost last night, and now you find yourself only a game behind the Miami Heat for seventh in the East. If you're the Atlanta Hawks, you're two games back in the loss column, but Miami and Atlanta both have 29 wins. Miami's 29-32. Atlanta, after their win last night over the Pacers, 29-34. And you still have a game left to play against the Miami Heat on March 27th. And I believe that game is here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia as well. I'll double check that for you for sure. But as far as last night's game goes for the Hawks, it was a big win. And I teased it before we went to break, and that game was actually in Miami, excuse me, on March 27th. But going back to the point of last night was a big game for the Hawks because last night was the start to me, the start of a stretch of games where the Hawks really have to find a way to win the majority of these games because you got the Pacers, and the Pacers didn't have Haliburton last night. He didn't play due to a hip injury. And so, obviously, that was a nice help for the Hawks. But you still had Pascal Siakam you had to deal with. You still had Miles Turner. You still had Andrew Nembhard. You still had Naismith you had to deal with. So, the Pacers bench gave them absolutely nothing last night. TJ McConnell was the leading scorer off the bench with 9 points. So, they got absolutely nothing from their bench last night. Benedict Mathurin was out, so that was that definitely took a hit. Tyrese Haliburton was out, so they had to bring guys up from their bench to put in the starting lineup because of the injuries to Haliburton and Benedict Mathurin. And so, you know, they had to go pretty deep into their bench, deeper than they usually go, and they didn't get a lot of production at all. So that was again good for the Hawks, but starters gave the Hawks enough trouble, all the trouble that they could handle. But when you talk about this run that the Hawks are going on, you got the Pacers again, right back here at State Farm Arena, Saturday, tomorrow, I should say. Then you have the 76ers, the Joel Embiid-less 76ers, and Tyrese Maxey has been out with injury as of late. Paul George doesn't scare me anymore. He's not that player that he used to be, honestly. No shade, just truth to Podcast P. And again, the 76ers are bad. They're 21-41. They've just been decimated by injuries. Joel Embiid ain't coming back. We don't know what the status of Tyrese Maxey is going to be on Monday. So that's a game you should win. Why not beat the Pacers again? You just were able to take them down. Now, I don't know if Tyrese Haliburton is going to be able to play. I'm not sure if Benedict Mathurin is going to be able to play. We'll obviously learn more about that later on today, but not sure what the status of those two guys are going to be. Obviously, if either one of those guys are going to be able to play, that definitely changes things, especially if Haliburton's going to be able to play. That's changing things for the Hawks. But still, even if Haliburton and Benedict Mathurin are both in there, the Hawks still have the horses to take down the Pacers, a fully healthy Pacers squad. They darn near took down a healthy Bucks squad Tuesday night. So, and I mean, we saw it last night. If Trae Young is on, hitting the big shots like he did, he knocked down some big threes. George Niang hit some big shots. He had 24 points off the bench, by the way. Shout out to George Niang. 4 of 8 from 3, 10 of 15 from the field off the bench. Terrence Mann had another solid night, gave us another 12 points off the bench. And Caris LeVert didn't even have his best night last night. He only had 8 points, 4 of 11 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3, so he didn't have his greatest shooting night. Risa Shea was solid. Onyeka Kongu gave us 20 and 13. Dyson Daniels gave us 17 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. So this team right now can take down a fully healthy Pacers team if they're on their game. This Hawks team, even without Jalen Johnson, can still compete with the best of them when they're on their game. That's still how talented they are. Now, again, it's about, you know, is George Niang going to show up and shoot the way he shot last night? Is Caris LeVert going to shoot better than he shot last night and, you know, be the scorer that we know he can be? Is Terrence Mann going to be that 3-and-D guy you need him to be? Obviously, all those are questions, but all that to say, the Hawks can still take down the Pacers, even if Haliburton and Mathurin are both back on Saturday. But they got the Pacers Saturday. That's a winnable game. 76ers Monday, winnable game. You should win that game. Hornets on Wednesday. The Hornets are 14-47. You should win that game. Then you got the Clippers. That's a tougher game, but still, again, a winnable game. Then you got Brooklyn. They're 21-41. They're not good. Beat them. The Hornets again, 14-47. Beat them. So you, and then you got the Warriors and the 76ers again. Then the Rockets, they're a better team than the Heat. And then a Bucks team, you know, you just went toe-to-toe with. So the rest of these games, the rest of the games in March for the Atlanta Hawks, you need to win. You have, let's see, excuse my counting live on the air. You have 3, 6, 9, 11 games left in the month of March. Out of those 11, I think you need to win at least 7. Hawks need to go 7-4 for the rest of the month of March. That's just how I feel. You need to beat the 76ers both times you play them. You need to beat the Hornets both times you play them. You need to beat the Nets. You need to beat the Heat. And then you need to beat one of these other teams too. That'll be 7 wins. 7-4 over the next 11 games. That is the goal for the Atlanta Hawks, in my opinion. That is what they need to be. 7-4 over the next 11. I'm calling it right now. And we'll keep track and we'll keep you updated, as always, on our Atlanta Hawks. All right, when we come back, you know what time it is. We do it every Friday, 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to talk about any of the festivities we partook in last night at 92.9 The Game Night at State Farm Arena? We can talk about that. Atlanta United back in action tomorrow, taking on New York Red Bulls in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We can talk about that. We can talk about the Hawks' big win, of course, last night over the Indiana Pacers. We can talk about the Falcons. Should they trade for Trey Hendrickson? We can talk about all that and more. Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to get into. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll be right back after this. I ain't heard this song in a minute, Daddy. You took it back with this one. You took it back with this one. It's crazy. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game just threw me off. I was like, oh, man, I forgot all about this song. It was a good little bop, though. This really, like, I really feel like this song solidified Cardi B because she was on the come up, and this was, like, her feature where it was like, dang, she kind of bodied all them dudes on there. You had ASAP on there. Yeah. You had G-Eazy on there. Like, you was like, okay, she's legit.
Yeah, you kind of had to be like, let me go ahead and tip my hat.
Right. So, nah, that's a good pull. But, yeah, I forgot all about this song. But Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hope you all are doing well. It is your boy Dylan Matthews here on Hometown Take on a Friday. Go ahead, call me up right now, 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We will get into Grilling Dylan here in just a few minutes. I do want to let you all know that it is going to be a pretty fun sports weekend here in the ATL over the weekend. We talked about the Hawks and the Pacers. We've been talking about the Hawks win over the Pacers a lot during this morning's edition of the show. Hawks beat the Pacers last night 124-118, and then they'll be running it back tomorrow. Same place, same time. And we'll see if the Hawks can get another win over the Pacers. They should. I think they should. Even if Haliburton and or Benedict Mathurin are back in the lineup, I still feel like it should be a W for the Hawks. And they, like I just said before we went to break, they need to win. They got 11 games left in the month of March. They need to win 7 of those 11 games that they have left in the month of March, including starting tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers. So you know you can already hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Flagship station of your Atlanta Hawks. Pregame set for 7 o'clock. Tip set for shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. Also on Saturday, Atlanta United. They'll be back in action taking on the New York Red Bulls. They got a home match against the Red Bulls. So that game is going to be on Star 94 because you have the Hawks and Pacers on Saturday as well. So if you are looking for the Atlanta United game against the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, that game is going to be on our sister station, Star 94. Pregame with Abe Gordon, Five Stripes Countdown is going to start at 6:30 and then kickoff set shortly after 7:30 with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. So again, Atlanta United action is going to be on Star 94 this week because the Hawks and the Pacers are going to be on 92.9 The Game. Pregame for The Hawks are going to start at 7, like I told you. Short tip out, tip off, short set for shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. So Atlanta United looking to get back to their winning ways after they won their opening match against CF Montreal, then lost a tough one to Charlotte FC in their second match, and now third match day for the Five Stripes looking to get back to their winning ways against another rival in the New York Red Bulls. So that'll be a fun matchup for sure, and you know, could have a little bit of a heat to it like it always does, but that'll be going down tomorrow on Star 94 if you are looking for it in Hawks and Pacers again here on 92.9 The Game as well. The Atlanta Braves, they continue their Grapefruit League play, and they were in action yesterday as well. They ended up tying with the Miami Marlins 1-1. I'll give you a quick overview of what that game looked like and, you know, any notable names that pitched and things like that. So real quick on the Marlins and Braves, just to give you a little bit of a spring training update for the old Bravos. Ian Anderson went for the Braves yesterday, and look, he was okay, but there was a little bit of a concern. He went 3 1/3 innings, and he gave up 4 walks in those 3 1/3 innings. Now, he only gave up 1 hit, didn't give up any runs, so he was able to work around it because he had 4 strikeouts as well. But I like the 4 strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings. I just need Ian Anderson to bring it down with the walks for me, Ian. Bring it down with the walks, you know what I'm saying? I don't need 4 walks in 3 1/3. I like the 4 strikeouts. Keep that energy, but let's save the walks and bring the walks down and tone the walks down, my man. That's all I'm saying. But, again, Ian Anderson is still working his way back. Obviously has dealt with Tommy John, you know, a few years back ago, and he's been working his way back. And so he's still working on things and, you know, trying to get in the rhythm and still find his groove coming back. Raisel Iglesias pitched the inning. It was a clean work for him. Inning pitch, no hits, no runs. Had a strikeout as well. Also did have a walk, so not completely clean, but clean work from Raisel. Didn't give up any runs. So all in all, good work from the Braves yesterday. Pitching-wise, offensively, you saw, again, what could be and what could end up being the first choice lineup for the Braves, besides the catcher spot. But you had Profar leading off. Riley was hitting second. Olsen was hitting third. Ozuna was hitting fourth. Albies was hitting fifth. Michael Harris was hitting sixth. Arcia hitting seventh. Kelnick hitting eighth. And then you had, Kirk Casale getting the start at catcher. Chadwick Trump did come later in the game, but I still think it's going to be Drake Baldwin to start. So that was probably the only difference in what would be your opening day lineup. So it looked close to it, but the guys did struggle to muster up any offense. The Braves only had two hits the entire game. So that was tough, and obviously you want to see more. But shout-out to Eli White. Eli White hit a home run and had the only run for the Braves. So Eli White got the job done, and he'll obviously be a part of this Braves platoon and this Braves roster moving forward. And he's shown to be a good bench player. So good on Eli White in that homer yesterday. But the rest of the Braves offense really, really struggled. Only one other hit that came from – it was Carlos Rodriguez. That's where the only other offense came from. So that's what it was there. And the Braves only ended up they did draw 5 walks. So, I mean, you know, there was some patience shown at least, but that was the thing. But Braves 1-1. They tied with the Miami Marlins. They'll be back at it again today. 1:05 first pitch. They'll be taking on the Minnesota Twins again as they continue Grapefruit League play. So you got the Braves will be in action over the weekend in Grapefruit League play. Atlanta United in action tomorrow. Hawks back in action tomorrow. And the Falcons, they continue to see what they can do this offseason between, you know, finding themselves a pass rusher in some way, shape, or form, whether it's trading for Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett or signing a guy like Joey Bosa or maybe Malcolm Kuntz or Josh Sweat or who knows. Or, you know, we'll see if they end up drafting one too. So a lot of questions still yet to be answered for the Atlanta Falcons. And if y'all got questions, I'm ready to answer them now too. This is what we call Grillin' Dylan. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to get into, we can talk about it. You want to talk about 92.9 The Game night last night and the Hawks' nice win over the Pacers, 124-118. We can talk about that. You want to talk about the Falcons? Should they trade for Trey Hendrickson? We can talk about that. You want to talk about the Braves? You want to talk about Atlanta United being back in action tomorrow? We can get into it all. Whatever you want to do, we're ready to do it right now here on Grillin' Dylan. Again, still got a couple minutes if you want to get in the game. Phone number is 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and head out to the lines and talk to my guy Smitty out there in the truck. What's going on, Smitty?
What's up, brother? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, brother. Here we go. At some point, man, we got to jump off the porch. You know, at some point, you got to get a fan something to be excited about.
Right.
The year the Rams won the Super Bowl, I think for the next 2 years, they didn't have any kind of picks.
No, they didn't. They were truly a team that said, F them picks.
Exactly. And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now,
worth
you can't worry about tomorrow what you can do today.
Facts.
So, with that being said, when it's time that you can tamper, I'm going to need Jesse Bates to take that man fishing. And I will be willing to go with him.
That's a good call because the former teammates right there, that's a good pull. That's a good pull, Smitty, former teammates.
Right. So you got to do what you got to do to get him. He's proven. I'd rather have a proven than a non-proven kid coming out of college. So make this happen. That's all I got to say, brother. You have a fantastic weekend, man.
Smitty, you do the same, man. Always great to talk to you, brother. Have a fantastic weekend yourself. And look, Smitty is spot on. Can't help but agree with Smitty. Look, when legal tampering starts, Smitty, right, hey, Jesse, we're going to call up Jesse. Go take your boy Trajan and fishing. Take him out to eat. Show him around the city of Atlanta something, man, because we need to do some recruiting. We need to do some recruiting around here in the ATL. Get our boy Trey Henderson down here. But I feel Smitty. He's absolutely right. Look, do not worry about tomorrow. It's about winning right now. The Rams will tell you they do not regret giving up any picks. And look, they're fine right now. They were just in the playoffs last year. Nearly beat the world champion Eagles. They were the closest team to beating them. So, look, it is about today, winning now. What can you do to set your team up to win now? Because the Falcons, they're in win now mode. It ain't no rebuild now. We got our guy Michael Penix. We got the offense, and now we just need to supplement that with. And we got good pieces on defense, too, and we just need to fill those in with, playmakers like Trey Hendrickson or, guys like Malcolm Kuntz or Josh Sweat, things like that. So go get you a guy. I lean towards the side of Smitty. Go get you a pass rusher that's proven, and then maybe go draft a corner at 15 and Will Johnson. And, he's got guys in the backfield that can help him like A.J. Terrell, like Jesse Bates. So I'm rocking with Smitty and what he's putting down this morning. All right, let's go ahead and get to my man Chief calling out in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? It's a great Friday, right?
That's right, a great Friday. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a list for you today, but before I get to my list, a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
I need to let everybody know the Falcons don't come up short with defensive ends this year because
please don't
get one in the draft, and please get you a free agent. I don't care who he is, but you got to get a free agent in draft you want. For all the experts out there, every time I watch Trae Young play, I think they're coming up a little short. All right? All those picks they had on Trae Young when he came out, I think they're coming up a little short.
They're coming up a little short.
Hey, Dylan, you like bacon?
I love bacon.
Okay, I got a quick bacon list for you.
Okay.
You can eat bacon with, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
Honorable mention, just eat the bacon by itself. All right? That's just an honorable mention. Okay? But we're going to go with it. We're going with number five, a grilled cheese bacon sandwich.
Ooh,
love it.
That sounds good, right. Chief. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Another great flavor of cheese is just crumbling up the bacon and putting it with some grits.
Oh, yes.
Good old grits and bacon.
Yes.
Pretty good, Number three, I got to go with a BLT.
Mm-hmm.
There's Goated. Nothing wrong with a good old, that's right, old-fashioned BLT. Number two, just a regular egg and bacon sandwich.
Yep.
Love an egg and bacon sandwich.
Hey, sir, Chief, sometimes you got to keep it simple, stupid. Am I right?
That's right. And everybody's favorite got to be the bacon cheeseburger. You know, everybody love a great bacon cheeseburger. Okay, right. Dylan, have a good Friday, and I'm out.
Hey, Chief, I appreciate the list, man. Great list from Chief. W list from Chief. And look, the crumbling, the bacon and the grits, I used to do that like every morning in college, man. Wake up, go to the dining hall, give me some eggs, give me some grits. If I was feeling extra hungry and, you know, extra gluttonous, I would get me some, I would get a waffle as well, make a waffle because we had waffle makers. So I would hook that up. But every time I would get that bacon, crumble it in the grits, mix it around. Ooh-wee! Hit every single time. So I'm with you on that, Chief. Great list from Chief as always. Appreciate you, Smitty. Appreciate you, Chief. Appreciate you all for tuning in as well. Again, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. I'll be back to talk to you Monday morning. We'll see what moves the Falcons potentially make. We'll see what the Hawks do over the weekend, what Atlanta United does, and what the Braves do as well. I will say this real quick. Hawks did sign long snapper Liam McCollum to a 4-year contract extension. So, yay, we get to keep our long snapper. But I want some more news. I would like some news about a pass rusher. It don't have to be this weekend, but eventually, Falcons, like Chief said, don't come up short when it comes to pass rushers. There's too many out there for you to pass up on. All right. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan coming up next on the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman out on assignment. So it's just the meathead edition of the morning shift. They'll hold it down from 6 to 9. I'll be back to talk to you at 5 a.m. sharp on a Monday morning. Until then, peace.